This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Just dial in toll free to join us here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Come on, Johnson, you want to talk about the 1970s and the American dream?
That's right.
All right, a decade that none of the three of us were alive for. So.
That's incorrect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When were you born?
Older than we are.
I was born in the 70s.
Yeah, but you weren't. Like, around. You were just a little baby.
What does that mean? No, I was not getting around in the 70s. I was
you had no conscious
basically
awareness.
A baby.
That was basically the decade that ended the American dream.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Plus, we've got a little bit more from this guy who's claiming Bitcoin is a hoax, but yet he's probably up to at least five solid lies that he's posted in this story so far. We'll tell you more about that, but first we go to the Commonwealth, where Ricky is on the line. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, Brother Ian. I guess you read my topic.
Nope,
so
I did not. I've already told you I don't read the things that you send on Skype. You send them constantly, but I don't read a single one of them.
You know what? Okay, now here's the thing. Don't laugh.
And neither does anyone else in the studio, just so you know.
I'll say I'm sorry, boy.
Thank you, brother. Tonight, very serious. And I had one question for you, Brother Freeman.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'd like to settle my differences with Will C. as a gentleman.
Okay, we'll go with your question, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, first of all, the question that I have for you now, when it comes to lying, I remember to talking to you in the past, and we agreed on one thing, that it's never okay to lie, like the Bible says, simply let your yes mean yes and your no mean no.
It is certainly okay to lie in certain circumstances, like if you're under duress.
Or like protecting somebody else. So that being said, if you're Donald Trump, he's protecting his family and he's protecting all these others, so from jail and also other things. So I guess it's okay to lie then. So we might as well just forget about that. Now
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Oh,
yeah, if somebody's going to go to jail and they've not actually harmed another person, then I would say it's totally fine to lie to protect that person.
I don't agree with that. Now, if I may talk to Will C.
Okay. He's right here. Will Kelly, the imam of the Malik Center.
Howdy.
Will C.
Yes, sir.
Good evening to you. I'm Ricky.
We know who you are, Ricky.
Howdy. How are you doing tonight, Ricky?
I'm doing just fine. Now, I will say, Will, now, from the very first time that you and I have spoke, quite some time ago, I will say tonight I have a way we can settle this.
Settle what?
Well, our differences, because I have been, throughout the years, I will say, and I'll tell you how I'm planning to do that, and I think we can definitely do it. I have, let's see here, I've been laughed at, slandered, things have been said about me that were untrue.
I don't think Will Coley has done anything of this sort to you.
No, I've laughed at him.
Okay, true.
Well, actually, see, here's the thing, Will. Now, you definitely can respond to this, of course, but here's how this goes. You see, as the traditionally is, I have to provide a list of all these things I say, but I will say to this. I would like to settle with this to you as gentlemen. In New Hampshire in the distant future, and here's how we can do that. Basically, I'm exercising my right to challenge. In New Hampshire, to the delay, brother, with period pistols. And I'm not joking with you. Okay, if you dishonored if you don't accept my challenge. With period pistols.
You're challenging him to a pistol duel?
The real deal, traditionally. I already have my will.
What is your grievance against him?
My grievance? Well, first of all,
I think his grievance is that I usually list trades while he's on the air instead of paying attention to the fact that I'm supposed to be doing a job. Like, basically, I'm getting paid to do a job, but whenever Ricky comes on the air, I do my own thing instead of actually paying attention like I should. And I acknowledge and state that openly, and because of that, I've offended him. So You know.
Okay. Give you my grievance, Brother Freeman.
It's okay.
All right.
Here's my grievance. As an example, and I'm not kidding about my challenge to the Belaya with period pistols.
Verges by the nickel, by the way.
By the rules. Now, here's my reasons. As an example of last and before that, see, not long ago, he made
You haven't
comment.
Even answered a question. What is the issue?
It was like $3 at the 7 now.
Okay, here's the example. Recently, not long, within the past week or so, this man was on the show. And the fact is, he said right in front of everybody, see, it's not only my honor, it's everybody to call into this show. It's not only myself, but yours truly, and I'll tell you how. He was in the room, in there, and so were you on that night. And a caller called in. And as an example, he said to that caller, you are sitting in a room full of anarchists. You were on that night. Now, I didn't hear you say a word to that night. And I'll tell you what, I've had it with what Will C. has been doing. I'm not alone. There are lots of other people in the
community. So you're mad because he said the word anarchist and I didn't take the time to debunk that?
It's even beyond that. I'm not the only one upset with this guy.
No. Nah. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are other people who are upset with him, but you're the only one who really cares enough to call in and challenge him to a duel. So,
if he does not,
aren't we a room full of anarchists?
I don't use the term for myself, no.
Voluntarists.
Yeah.
You are a coward if you do not take my challenge on the code of honor to the traditional duel in New Hampshire in the distant future with period pistols. You are
Are you denying his duel, Will Coley?
It's illegal now, as far as I know, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's a misdemeanor charge in New Hampshire.
It's a misdemeanor, right?
I think.
Dueling with pistols is a misdemeanor?
Maybe it's a violation. I don't know. I know that in Washington State, I think it's actually legal to have a duel. I don't know if with pistols it's legal, but to actually fisticuffs, fist fights, that I believe is legal in Washington State.
Wow.
But Ricky, why do you feel like violence is the solution to these problems? I mean, it just sounds like you're complaining about what somebody said on the radio.
I will explain that also. See, something that also Will C. knows nothing about. The spiritual. You see, the duel is
I think
not
he knows plenty about the spiritual. He's an imam at the Malik Center, which is a mosque here. But you didn't answer my question. If you're not going to answer questions, we can just move on.
I am going to answer it. You see, here's the answer. Because the duel is not about a ball cap and powder like these pistols I'm recommending, period. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual duel about honor. And the one without honor.
I have never heard anyone claim that shooting somebody dead is a spiritual occasion. I mean, that's a new one to me, Ricky. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
I didn't really like that episode of Looney Tunes anyway.
Always entertaining.
When Foghorn Leghorn challenged George P. Dog to a duel.
Oh, I remember that.
I think he tricked him. He, like, tied him to the doghouse or something, and, they're trying to do their duel.
The 2x4.
It didn't work out very well. He's just very tricky, that Foghorn Leghorn.
Go away, boy. You bother me. I got work to do.
Yeah, sorry. I had him up, but I just hadn't found the right one, because there's, like, 70 of these things on this this soundboard. So sometimes it's nice to have ones related to what he's saying. I don't see anything in here about a duel, unfortunately. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Somebody will have to find that clip online.
Either that or... It's probably not him. It's probably Yosemite Sam.
No. It was... Foghorn Leghorn and Barnyard Dog. There was a duel. They were arch enemies.
Like beating a dead horse. He's got no get up and go. Adios, you chicken plucking little stinker!
The name of the episode name that Foghorn challenges Barnyard Dog to a duel is "Your Mother Was a Rooster."
I say, your mother was a rooster,
yeah,
sir.
That's right. So you can dial in here. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Including shooting a host, if you'd like.
Yep, that's true. You can do whatever.
Not new territory.
All right, so back to the hoax, the so-called Bitcoin hoax by this lover of central banks. who he claims that the central banks and bank regulators did a pretty good job, he claims, of managing the money supply for a half a century after the Great Depression. And then he says they messed up big time. In the 1980s, regulators started getting captured by fintech wizards, people not unlike Bitcoin enthusiasts, who started inventing new forms of infinite leverage. I don't know what he's talking about here. He's okay, and then he gets into the collapse of 2008. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Another attack on Bitcoin. Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. We'll bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Now, Blink Home Security System is available to you. It is a super easy to use home security system that actually has wireless cameras. So the install time is super fast. Basically, you unbox them, you put the batteries in them, and then you set it all up via your Wi-Fi enabled device. Makes it super easy to do and very affordable, by the way. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. Head over to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. And again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Like I said, super easy to set up. You can actually customize when the cameras operate, so when they will send little clips of what happens in front of them and how long those clips can be. You can set all that up when you put it all together, or anytime you can change it. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to Stefan, he's in Ohio, also on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Will.
First of all, I want to say, Will, that is the coolest smartphone case I've ever seen in my life.
Will's got a Game Boy smartphone case.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it is. But what I'd like to
discuss, I bought it with Bitcoin.
Right on.
Really?
Yeah.
True libertarianism. Anyway, I was having a discussion on a Discord server earlier about economic libertarianism, and somebody had told me that it's ineffective because nobody will share their wealth if they have a lot of money. They say that if people wanted to share their wealth, rich people would be sharing it like crazy nowadays, and nobody would be starving.
They are.
Yeah, rich people are donating constantly to charities and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this guy's...
This person's a Patrick socialist.
Yeah, obviously.
Let's see. I can think of, just right off the top of my head, Patrick Byrne, millionaire, gave $5,000 to the Malik Center.
That's
all,
right.
All I said was, hey, we've got this project. We want to do this interfaith center.
You'd met him before.
Well, yeah, I'd met him before. You said if I ever wanted a favor from you... Well, this is my favorite. I want you to help me with this charity effort. And he was like, here's $5,000. Same thing with Bruce Fenton. I'm like, you know what, Bruce? I want us to be able to say that we're the first mosque to have half of our budget be a cryptocurrencies. And he was like, all right, here's $1,000 in cryptocurrency. Bam. You know, without question. And there's other wealthy people in the community who, you know, I don't know if they want me to be as public with their donations, but they were without question, you know, like, oh yeah, I've got this here. Take it.
Yep.
You know, well, I believe in this charitable effort that you're putting together here. Take it. So I don't believe that at all. I've seen so much of it to the opposite.
This conversation I had more things to do with, you know, like health care and providing food for poor people. They said, well, if the rich people really wanted to donate, they donate to hospitals and take care of people's hospital bills, and you're just drinking the Ayn Rand Kool-Aid and things of that nature. Do you think that there would be hospitals in a society where it's pure economic libertarianism?
Yes, because
there's still hospitals that are free to go to?
Yes, because
there are.
No, that's
not a service that's valuable to anybody.
Because there are. I mean, right now in Pakistan, you have ambulance services that are better than here in America, and they were built around some old man who didn't have a, you know, I won't put it that way. He didn't have two nickels to rub together and couldn't read or write, and he decided that Pakistan needed a medical service. And now, he started in the 50s, and today you've got 1,500 ambulances that have better response times than you can get from ambulances in some of the best publicly funded cities here in America. You've got services for invalids. You've got services for the elderly who have been kicked out of their homes because their families can't take care of them. Children who have been turned out on the streets because their parents can't take care of them. Women, battered women shelters, girls, schools, medical facilities, mental health facilities, all of them paid for through donations. The Evi Foundation specifically rejects government handouts. They will not accept government funding or subsidy from the U.S. or from Pakistan.
Yeah.
And they've created, he literally was a poor man who created a philanthropic empire all across Pakistan. When we're double tapping and we're killing ambulance
people, you
need to
stop doing that, man.
We are killing people that work for this man.
I've not killed anybody in an ambulance. I've never killed anyone, period.
When the U.S. government is double tapping and killing first responders, it's the foundation workers that they're killing. You know, and all of this is created through philanthropy, through specifically rejecting government handouts. And he says, when the people of Pakistan no longer want these services, they will stop paying me to provide them.
Yeah.
So this is a free market alternative to, you know, standard emergency services like what we have in many places here in the U.S.
Not only is it a free market alternative, it's superior to Pakistani state alternative.
Yeah.
And in some cases, it's superior to than American provided state services. Their response time, the ambulance response times from the EDI Foundation are better than you can get here in the U.S.
That reminds me of something I read a couple days ago. I think I saw it on Austin Peterson's page, where somebody had said that Uber was a lot cheaper than an ambulance service.
It is.
And responded quicker.
It is.
And
God. It's probably so true.
And they were like, if you have a stomach ache, don't bother dialing 911. Just call Uber and say, hey, drive me to the hospital.
They'll be there faster, and it won't cost you $1,700 one way.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
So your guy that you're talking to here on this Discord server, which as I understand is a basically a series of chat rooms that people can run and talk in as well, this dude obviously does not understand rich people. Many of them are wealthy, and they share their wealth.
Tag is market socialist, so I think that explains a lot.
Yeah,
there was no surprise there.
If they've got a bunch of money, that usually means they're looking for something to do with it. And so when somebody comes along and says, hey, I've got this great thing that we're doing, do you want to sponsor it? In a lot of cases, they will. And even as we talked about on Sunday night with the chapter in Economics in One Lesson about saving, you can put your money away in ways that make you more money, but also help people as well. So rich people are constantly reinvesting their money, donating their money. Now, there may be some rich person who's just socked it all away underneath a mattress somewhere, but I would tell you that those are the unusual characters rather than the typical ones.
I'd love for some guy to come to me and be like, you know what, I've been working in lawn care and, you know, walk shoveling for 8 years, mm-hmm. and I want to break out of my own business, but I just need like $5,000 startup capital to go along with what I've got. I've got this equipment. I want to get better equipment. I'll give you 5% for 5 years to pay you back. I would love for somebody to come to me with an offer like that so that I can help them start their own business, and at the same time, now I get to sit back and enjoy a residual income.
But wouldn't that be more of an investment than a charitable donation?
That, to some extent, yeah. But if that person can't get the investment through the traditional channels,
it's both.
It almost comes off as a charitable donation. So if they, they can't get a loan through a bank.
Banks aren't there to help people, man. Banks are there to make money.
That's true.
Hence why I don't use them.
Stefan, thanks for the call here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And even if you can point out a rich person to these people that hate rich people that's actually very charitable, and you can, you know, give them real evidence for it, they'll just claim that they're not giving away enough for their satisfaction.
The week that Patrick sent me a $5,000 check, I saw five other groups he sent one to.
We're coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can. Because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio for tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you over at freetalklive.com. All those other talk shows out there, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so head on over and enjoy. Also, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. In the first hour of the show, we did talk about the beginning of a story called The Bitcoin Hoax over at HuffingtonPost.com by Robert Kuttner. who has told multiple lies and or, if you didn't know they were lies, is spreading just blatant misinformation about Bitcoin, like claiming that it's anonymous and claiming that there's no fees, which is both false. Bitcoin is a public ledger, and there are definitely fees. In fact, that's one of the worst parts about Bitcoin these days. He then goes on to claim that the central banks and bank regulators did a pretty good job of managing the money supply for half a century after the Great Depression, but then he claims that fintech wizards, who he claims are people like Bitcoin enthusiasts, started inventing new forms of infinite leverage in the 1980s. It took about 20 years for this brew to become truly toxic. The result was the collapse of 2008. So what is he talking about here, claiming that there was some sort of thing that was done differently in the 1980s? He's just he doesn't really get detailed on exactly what he's suggesting. He claims there was regulatory capture in the 1980s, and those people who captured the regulators in government somehow did something to create the collapse in 2008. It would seem to me that it was the federal government's monetary policy, which has always been inflationary, that was part of the reason why there was a collapse in 2008. What is it that he's saying changed? I mean, I'm not expecting either of you to know, but just asking aloud, you know, what is it that he's suggesting here happened in the 1980s in government to lead to the collapse of 2008? I don't know.
In the 80s?
That's his claim here. Says they invented new forms of infinite leverage.
Probably the banking regulations that allowed them to
credit default swaps and stuff like
that.
The creation
kind
of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What's a credit default swap?
Credit default swaps is basically where you're betting against the creditors. You make money if people default on their loans.
On their loans.
Because they started packaging debt into these groupings of some good, some bad creditors to give them different ratings, like AAA rating, you know, different ratings of these securities, essentially. I guess you're buying like a security of debt, which is very strange in and of itself.
Well, no, you buy the debt, and then because you own the debt, you get like whatever the profits would be of the interest if you own the debt.
Right.
But
if people are paying on it.
What they're doing is they're packaging different loans together in groups and selling them like mutual funds or stock options, basically.
Hmm.
And what happens if you buy tens of thousands of those, and then there's something happens like, I don't know, all of the manufacturing and IT jobs in the country disappear in a 5-year stretch, then all the people holding all that bad debt, if you bet that the people would pay because they were AAA rated loans, which means that those people will pay, you lose your hat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were smart, like some of the people were, and you say, oh, look, they're packaging garbage with AAA loans and calling them all AAA, this is built on shaky sand.
Right.
I'm going to bet against it. The people who were smart enough to leverage against the economy made boatloads.
Well, he claims we have a lot of work to do in order to return the business of financial regulation and good monetary policy to democratic control. Now, when was it that it was ever under democratic control? Because it seems to me that the Federal Reserve was started by an elite group of bankers on Jekyll Island back in 1913 to benefit the bankers. So I'm not sure what sort of fantasy this guy's living in when he talks about democratic control over monetary policy. Just because you get to vote for people into Congress, you know, of course you're usually choosing between terrible choices, but just because you get to cast a vote doesn't mean you actually have any kind of democratic influence on what goes on in Washington, D.C. as far as monetary policy is concerned. It doesn't matter whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump or George Bush. The monetary policy of the federal government continues to be print, 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 print. Inflate, inflate, inflate. And that, of course, benefits the government, and it benefits the people that are immediately connected to it, like the military-industrial complex that, you know, receives the printed money first before it's truly devalued by circulating through the economy. So, I mean, what kind of fantasy is he looking at here, saying there's democratic control over monetary policy? There's never been such a thing in the history of the United States. as long as the government's been in charge of printing money. If you want to talk about democratic control, look at cryptocurrencies. There are actually cryptocurrencies with voting systems baked into them.
Yep.
So if you are interested in seeing how different control structures can work,
go to Discord.
Well, now, on Discord, they're different servers, right?
You can get tapped into all the people who are working on these different kinds of currencies, and you really get a feel for what each different community finds important. Some of these communities are strictly profit motive driven, and they're very open about that fact, and you get that from the way they talk to each other and the way their posts are done in these chat rooms. And then there's other coins, and I keep going back to Vertcoin, partially because they're going to be a sponsor of our new radio show, but also because their community I'm a part of, and I'm friends with a lot of the people there, and they have a very democratic system. Like, it's all about like community and keeping things local type. That kind of thing, like they don't want mining to be concentrated in the hands of like 16 mining pools in China. They want everything to be very decentralized and very voluntarist in nature. And you get that feel from the way they talk. But then you can go into other ones and you can feel like you got a Netcoin. Those people are straight up statists, and you could hear it by the fact that they're very, like, they're happy that they might get recognized for some government regulation, Yikes. So it's like the microcosm of what democratic economics could look like, because you see every kind of economic model within these different, you have Putin coins.
And if you don't like it, you can walk away. If you don't like it, if you don't like the way one of them's organized,
that's right.
You can opt out of
cash
that particular,
out and put it in something else.
Right. So he goes on. He says, but if you think that that task, talking about monetary policy, can be entrusted to an algorithm, consider this. It's an old idea. Economists Milton Friedman and Friedrich Hayek advocated putting the money supply on autopilot. Again, this guy is either intentionally misrepresenting cryptocurrency, or he is totally ignorant and doesn't know what he's talking about, because the idea that Bitcoin or any of these other cryptocurrencies that are different from Bitcoin in a variety of different ways are just some algorithm ignores the fact that they are curated and programmed by human beings who are constantly updating those programs over time.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the dollar, where you're lucky if you get some new security feature put in once every 20 years. I mean, the government money doesn't get updated in any meaningful fashion, whereas with Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies, they've changed some of them over time. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring us whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we've got for you there. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, do want to remind you about freetalklive.com's AMP program. You can join us over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month with PayPal or credit card, or if you want, you can send Bitcoin Core to the AMP program. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do it, and it helps us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. Once again, that's AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. More about the attack against Bitcoin by HuffPo, Huffington Post Robert Kuttner, who claims that it's a hoax. He says that economists like Milton Friedman and Friedrich Hayek, who are generally considered libertarian-minded folks, advocated putting the money supply on autopilot. Now, I don't know exactly what he means when he says that. I think he means letting the market handle it, but I don't intimately know of Friedman and Hayek's works and writings, but generally I would think that they would want the marketplace to handle money, which, of course, cryptocurrencies are a great example of the market of money. That, as you pointed out earlier, Will, there's no regulation, basically. So anybody who wants to can get into cryptocurrencies. Anybody who wants to copy the code of one of the existing cryptos can copy it and then tweak it and release their own and try to compete.
It's simpler even than that. You know, James Lovejoy didn't write the Vertcoin algorithm. The Vertcoin algorithm was a fork off of Litecoin. When they wrote an ASIC for Litecoin, Vertcoin was forked off of Litecoin by people who didn't want an ASIC mined coin. And then it just lay dormant. It just never went anywhere. That happened in 2014. Mm-hmm. Then in 2016, James Lovejoy came along, teenager, like 16, 17 years old, genius, decided that he didn't like ASIC mining. He started mining Bitcoin when he was like 12, and you could mine it on your computer, and it got harder and harder and more expensive, and he decided he didn't like that. So he went, and he basically went to the people who were over the Vertcoin coin and was like, look, man, I want to take this over. And they were like, all right, here you go. And sold it to him.
Because they figured it was dead.
Yeah. And he took it from something that was worth five zeros and an eight in front of it to something that's worth about $8 a coin now.
Wow.
And
that's incredible.
In 2 years' time. I mean,
because he didn't have to ask anyone's permission.
Didn't have to ask anybody's permission. Just a smart kid went and asked these guys. And like you said, you were like, all you got to do is copy the source code. You don't even have to do that. You can go to the graveyard of tens of thousands of failed coins that are out there.
Bring one back to life.
And literally buy one from the developers and bring it back to life if you have the ability.
Incredible. So he claims if that policy, he's talking about the policy of money on autopilot, if that policy had been in effect when the financial collapse of 2008 occurred and the economy had been left to the tender mercies of the invisible hand, all of the banks would have gone bust and the economy, instead of experiencing the Great Recession, would have been in total collapse. Well, okay. First of all, if the policy of money in the United States was hands-off, then you wouldn't have probably had the financial collapse in 2008. It was the government who created the interest rates and the situation that allowed these banks to use fractional reserve banking to basically create money out of thin air and loan to people. Because that's one of the perks of being a bank, is you're basically, all these different banks out there, they're essentially franchises of the Federal Reserve. I mean, they may have different names, they may have different operators and different board members, but ultimately they all got to play by the same Federal Reserve system rules.
Yep. And they all report to the same guy at the top.
Right. So would it have been such a terrible thing if there was a hands-off policy? Well, I would say we'd been better off because the recession never would have happened. But even if it had, their way they wanted to get out of it was by printing more money, right? The quantitative easing, as they called it, when they gave a bunch of money to GM and the auto companies and the banks. I mean, it was just they solved the problem only by kicking the can further down the road. The economic reckoning is going to come at some point. Going on, he claims Ben Bernanke is a Friedman enthusiast who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This guy is just straight up lying here.
Oh my God, that was so funny. I got choked on my uvula.
Right. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, acknowledged a hands-off policy was the opposite of what was needed. Well, duh, he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve in the same way that Greenspan, who was his predecessor, used to advocate for gold and silver way back in the day. He changed his tune as soon as he got power in his hands, and he's now still acts like he's got power in his hands. So going on, he says, so the next time the wizards of speculation produce yet another financial collapse, who are you going to call? Bitcoin? Sorry, yes. There's nobody home. Meaning that there is no one to call it Bitcoin. That's probably the only true statement he's made in the article so far, is that there's no customer service line. There's no Bitcoin company. There's nobody. There's no organization behind it except for the individuals who choose to mine it and the individuals who choose to program it. He finally says, I realize I'm an awkward company here. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, who helped bring us the financial collapse, doesn't like Bitcoin. The big banks don't like the competition, right?
That's actually true.
Yeah. Dimon said, quote, no government will ever support a virtual currency that goes around borders and doesn't have the same controls. It's not going to happen, unquote. And we did read Dimon's comments at the time when he made them. The article says, Dimon's right. The world's central bankers should shut down virtual currencies as both an invitation to money laundering and as a threat to monetary stability. Well, first of all, the central bankers cannot shut down cryptocurrency. I mean, they would if they could.
Whatever, Chicken Little.
Whatever they could do to stop cryptocurrency, they're going to do it. But they can't.
Henny penny, man. It's henny penny.
It's the sky is falling.
Yeah, man. Ah, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Oh no! Help me! Help me! Help me!
Right.
Whatever.
When he says a threat to monetary stability, does he mean it's a threat to the government currencies being able to print as much as they want?
If it is good.
Yeah, because there's no monetary stability out there. All you got to do is look at what $100, like you were explaining earlier, Johnson, what does $100 get you at the grocery store today versus 20 years ago versus 20 years before
that? Now, let's be fair, though. That's not true. You say there's no monetary stability, and I would say that there is monetary stability. The monetary has stably gone down for the last 100 years. It's been a very steady decline for the last 100 years.
I don't know if that's the right word, though, stable for a decline. I'm not sure if you can twist it that far.
Steady, not stable.
Yeah,
it's steady. It's a pretty straight line.
Some central banks, he says, such as the Bank of Japan, are planning to create official digital currencies for cheap or free transactions, but in the context of regulated monetary policy. Europe has long had a less whiz-bang version of this known as gyro transfers, or giro, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, G-I-R-O, in which people instruct their banks to make payments on their behalf to vendors' banks rather than writing checks. And if the issue is more competition, the remedy is to break up the big banks, not to return to a digitized version of 19th century boom and bust credit creation. I may agree with Diamond on Bitcoin. I agreed with Steve Bannon on not going to nuclear war with North Korea, but that doesn't mean I support either Bannon's racism or Diamond's predatory banking. Finally, he says, in sum, we should be hardly surprised that Bitcoin is on a wild speculative ride. That's the essence of privatized credit creation. And if you think this gambling is zero-sum and victimless, then he says you should Google the panics of various
what credit?
Years.
What the hell is he talking about? Credit creation. What credit?
Yeah, he's likening credit to cryptocurrency.
Is my credit score going up because I own some Litecoin?
No.
Is he talking about? Like, in one sentence he says it's useless. You know, like, you can't use it. You can't buy stuff with it. Well, you can buy stuff with credit. So, how does he keep, conflating the two? I mean, does he think that the readers are just stupid?
Obviously. I mean, he is misinformed on so many different aspects.
It's not even misinformed. They're in no way, credit and cryptocurrencies are in no way related whatsoever.
Correct. Not at all. Cryptocurrencies are a digital thing that you can pass between people. And if you loan that thing out to somebody, you better trust the person that you're loaning it to.
For real.
Because there's no way that you can call it back.
Exactly.
It's impossible to do that with, I guess Bitcoin changed the rules. But most cryptocurrencies, it's impossible to call it back. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. But as they say, you know, the old saying, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Cryptocurrencies are solidly within the then they fight you phase. Because if they meant nothing, if cryptocurrencies were just this little digital trinket, then people like this wouldn't be running, you know, full-page articles attacking it. Because the banking gods are very threatened by this, and they're scared. And they should be. Hour number 3 is coming up here. We're going to talk about the 70s. We'll go back in time with Johnson in moments at Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.